Well, in a moment, I'm going to pray for our time together. But before that, I want to say three things about Mark 8 to 10. Three things about Mark 8 to 10. First, Mark 8 to 10 is a bridge section between the two halves of Mark's gospel. Remember, Mark divides very clearly into two halves. So chapters 1 to 8 take place entirely in Galilee, and Jesus does lots of miracles. But chapters 8 to 11 to 16, Jesus is in Jerusalem, and he doesn't do any miracles. Furthermore, both halves split into two additional subsections. Chapters 1 to 4 and 5 to 8 in the first half, and chapters 11 to 13 and 14 to 16 in the second half. In the middle of both halves, we get a long teaching block. In the first half, we get the parables of the kingdom. And in the second half, we get the signs of the end. At both teaching blocks, we have one repeated imperative too. Listen in chapter 4 and watch in chapter 13. Finally, at the end of both halves, we get a climactic confession of Jesus' identity. At the end of chapters 1 to 8, Simon Peter says to Jesus, "You are the Christ." And at the end of chapters 11 to 16, the centurion on the cross says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Mark, then, is a gospel of two halves, chapters 1 to 8 and chapters 11 to 16. And Mark 8 to 10 is a bridge between them. Secondly, therefore, Mark 8 to 10 is all about the way. Whereas chapters 1 to 8 take place entirely in Galilee, and chapters 11 to 16 entirely in Jerusalem, in chapters 8 to 10, Jesus is constantly on the move. Seven times in the section, Mark tells us he was on the way. In the first instance, it's just a geographical fact. Jesus is on the way from Galilee, where he's been in chapters 1 to 8, to Jerusalem, where he will be in chapters 11 to 16. And throughout the section, he gets closer and closer to his destination. In chapter 8, verse 27, he's in the far north of Galilee in Caesarea Philippi. In chapter 9, verse 30, he passes through Galilee. In chapter 9, verse 33, he reaches Capernaum. Then in chapter 10, verse 1, he comes into Judea and the Transjordan. In chapter 10, verse 32, he arrives on the road to Jerusalem. And finally, in chapter 10, verse 46, he comes to Jericho, just a few miles outside the capital. He is on the way, literally, from Galilee to Jerusalem. But the significance of Mark's emphasis on the way also extends far beyond geography, because the way is also an important new Exodus theme. Remember, back in Mark chapter 1, verse 3, John the Baptist was introduced to us with a quotation from Isaiah 40, verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And so the way in Mark 8 to 10 is not just the road from Galilee to Jerusalem, it is the new Exodus highway of the Lord, the road along which the Messiah will lead prisoners out of darkness and the shadow of death. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem is about far more than just a road trip to the capital with the boys. It is about the way out of death in exile into life in God's kingdom. Most importantly, though, in Mark 8 to 10, the way is all about the cross. Three times in the section, Jesus predicts his death. First in chapter 8, verse 31, then in chapter 9, verse 31, and finally in chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. He is on the way from Galilee to Jerusalem, but he's going up to Jerusalem to suffer and die. He is on the new Exodus highway, leading captives up to Zion. But the only way for him to get there is through Calvary. Mark 8 to 10 is all about the way. From Galilee to Jerusalem. From death in this world to life in the kingdom. From Capernaum to the cross. Jesus' three predictions also divide up the section for us into three main parts. In chapter 8, verses 31 to 9, verse 29, we see the cross and the king. in chapter 9, verse 30 to 10, verse 31, the cross and the kingdom. And in chapter 10, verses 32 to 52, the cross and the question. And those are going to be our three headings for the rest of our time together. But before we dive in, let me lead us in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this opportunity to consider the cross and its implication for our lives. Please, would you speak to us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.